This morning in Studio A2 on the Acoustic Brunch, very happy to welcome back one of my favorite singers. She's a strong, beautiful woman, and I don't want to wait any more to talk to her. Paula Cole is here.
Aww,
oh, a little cleverness,
John.
There.
Too clever for my brain.
Sorry.
Just rolled out of the van.
That's how I roll.
Yeah.
I just come up with crazy things.
John, how are you?
I'm well. It's great to see you again.
Great to see you. Thank you for always supporting me over all these years,
It's been a few. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure, because you've got one of those voices that you could pretty much sing anything you want, and I'm going to listen and like or love, depending on what it is, because, you know, there's things. Think about anybody that you've bought an album from. You don't love everything equally, right? So
I'm just
being honest with you.
Yeah.
There are certain albums that are completely solid all the way through, and some that you're like, better, good, but, you know, that sort of thing. But very much looking forward to hearing what is coming out next, though, because according to, it's Kickstarter you're doing it through, right? Because there's a couple of fans.
Yes, I am. I'm still independent. This will be my fourth album independently, yeah.
Okay, and this one's called Ballads.
That's right, Ballads. Just honoring, I guess, Coltrane with that title. And even when you see the cover art, you'll see there's, it's kind of a nod to his Blue Train album visually. But on it are classic American songs from pretty much the 30s to the early 60s. It's my first covers album, and I started as a jazz singer. So 30 years later, I've been wanting to do this, and it's finally happening, weaving some classic, more roots American songs in there with kind of a Muscle Shoals-y like rhythm section, so it's very rooted and earthy take on jazz classics.
Which one would you like to start with this morning?
This is a Bobby Gentry tune,
mm-hmm.
And it's called, famously, the Ode to Billy Joe.
All right, this is Paula Cole in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and we walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered out the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I've got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie, you know. It don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday up on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe has jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl who rock you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe is throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. And brother married Becky Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And as for me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and throw them into the wordy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Well, that was awesome. Paula Cole in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1 Ode to Billy Joel from Billy Joel, excuse me. Yeah, so Billy
off
Joel
the
needs
Verrazano
to know.
Bridge.
Yes, yeah. So you know, why not?
Right. No, from, no. I say that too. It's funny.
It rolls off the tongue.
As it does.
Because he's been a part of our lives. We're about the same age, and you know, grew up listening to him and.
Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry.
Yeah, classic.
The Tallahatchie Bridge. Yeah, where a lot of kind of dark things happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Forthcoming album is called Ballads. You can be a fan and contribute to it before it comes out, like I did, Kickstarter. Although, it seems
it's
like there's.
It's done.
Should...
It's wrapped.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah, so you'd have to pre-order. There will be announcements.
All
yes.
right, then. Because last time I went to the website, I actually didn't see a link to it, and that must be why, because
yeah.
it was already closed.
It's done. It's closed. It's successful. And it's off. And the vinyl is being manufactured as we speak.
So there's like some sort of pending release date. We just
some
don't know what
sort
it
of.
Is.
Could be summer or fall, maybe. I know that's vague.
If the vinyl's being mastered now or manufactured now, it shouldn't be that far away.
I know. It's some publicity. We need a little publicity and touring in place, right? All
that's
those
what this
planning
is.
Things. Yes, that's right. Thank you, John.
Of course.
I know. Yeah, I'm super psyched. We recorded 31 songs.
What?
Because I guess I was pretty pent up. I had a lot of material I wanted to sing and
yeah.
I love. And we put 20 of them on this double CD, so it'll be a double vinyl.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What happened to the other 11?
They are in the coffers. They will have their day.
Bonus tracks.
Yeah, or just there's enough for another album. We'll see.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who did you work with? And actually, first, before we ask who you worked with, who's in the studio with us? That's
I know,
rude
right?
of me not to ask My that in, right up front.
These are some young musicians that I've just recently discovered. Well, the past few years I've discovered. This is Noi Soha from Carpi, Italy on guitar, and he'll be playing blues harp on the next tune.
Welcome, Noi.
Yeah.
Fellow paisan over here, Bamarito. Bamarito. Nice Italian boy.
Ciao.
Ciao, Bella. Oh, wait, that's wrong.
And this is Max Weinstein from Sarasota, Florida, by
Max.
Way of Boston.
Welcome.
Yeah.
They're
Thanks. Both 26. They're youngins, and they're grooving and beautiful, and we all worship at the altar of music. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, I met them at Berklee College of Music, both of them.
Who played on the album, though? Did these guys help a little bit?
No. It was my regular folks, like Jay Bellarose. Oh. You know, we grew up musically together,
sure.
and he plays this material so beautifully. So Jay and Dennis Crouch on upright, who, you know, Jay and Dennis were the rhythm section on a lot of T-Bone Burnett music and Raising Sand. On guitar, I had Kevin Barry and Chris Bruce, and a brilliant pianist who's hasn't really had her time in the sun, and her name is Consuelo Candelaria, and she's going to be playing.
Just fun to
and
say,
there's
anyway.
Yeah, exactly, right. And there's a whole bunch of guests, probably not anybody you'd know,
well,
but like trumpet,
Chris,
a couple singers.
Chris Body? I never
had
to say his name right.
No.
What?
No.
You've guessed it on his records
this
twice.
This is too rootsy for him. I mean, we don't have enough reverb for him on this album.
Well, I just thought he'd repay the favor. You've been on two of his records, at least two of
four.
His records. Four of his
Hello.
Records.
Yeah. I know. I've been on a whole bunch of, you know, other jazz. I've worked with all these other jazz artists, and I've been on other people's albums or soundtracks.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make my own.
Yeah. Well, that's about time.
Yeah. Although Ode to Billy Joe wouldn't be,
no.
right? That's not really. But to me, in my mind, it's like a great American blues, yeah. Folk story, with, you know, a flat seven in there. It's beautiful, and it should be threaded along with Naima by Coltrane or God Bless the Child by Billie Holiday.
Is that the next one we're doing? What a nice segue.
Yeah.
This is Paula Cole in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got her own, that's got her own. Money you've got, lots of friends. Don't take too much.
to Mama Mayhem. Papa Mayhem. But God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own.
I cannot wait for this new Paula Cole album called Ballads. That's God Bless the Child, the classic Billie Holiday song. In Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on the Acoustic Brunch on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Wow. Wow. You got me right here. I'm pointing. You can see the people on the radio can't see. In the heart, man. That's so beautiful. Thank you.
So beautiful by Billie Holiday. And I've been singing that for so many years, like either in the privacy of my living room or back in the day, like at the Airport Hilton Lounge in Boston, Logan Airport, and jazz clubs, and I just, and Billie Holiday, what a profound influence to American music, right?
How did you narrow it down, not only from the 31 songs to the 20 whatever, but like from the hundreds to pick from?
I mean, could have kept going. The band was getting very annoyed. Like, I was working them.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Well, no, it just... I don't know. You go. I mean, I've been kind of narrowing down my collection over the decades, right?
This is something you've thought about for a while. It's not just
a
random idea.
Yes, and again, being asked to sing on Chris Botti albums or like the August Rush soundtrack or the Midnight of Garden and Good and Evil soundtrack Terry Lynn Carrington's last album. Like I've been working with Herbie Hancock. I have so many standards I love.
Sure.
So I narrow them, and I love them, and they're like old chestnuts to me. And also my dad. This album is really for my dad because he was a professional working musician when I was little. He played bass in a polka band on weekends, and he ended up going into science to keep a regular job for the family. But I grew up with him playing a myriad of instruments. Bass, guitar, harmonica, banjo, even weird things like nose flute, and even do ham bone. And he instilled love and joy in music.
That's awesome.
And sense of groove. And I learned all these beautiful chestnuts from him. And that's where the folk lines and the jazz lines blurred. And I think they should be blurred. I don't like the narrowing and the classification of music, which is largely based on advertising, as you know, which is money.
Yeah.
But to me, like American classic music, they do blur those lines, and I wanted to blur them on this album. So I amassed songs over my life, and this is for my dad, Jim Cole.
Well, if you think about when we were kids, and the AM radio we used to listen to when we were kids, it was
it
was a blending of all different styles. It was R&B next to rock next to whatever,
you know?
Could have been Joni Mitchell next to Led Zeppelin or whatever. We don't really do that anymore. So,
and the DJs were tastemakers, and they would choose. And we listened in often because of the DJ and that person's taste. It was a really different time, and it was eclectic. It was based on music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, that's a cool thing that's on the horizon, but the most recent past includes a reworking of your biggest album, which is the second album. This Bright Red Feeling is a live CD that was put out, was this last year? Where's the release date on this? Yeah.
That was...
Was it down? Since you've been here, for sure.
it's not
autographed. Let's see, 2016 is the copyright date on the actual CD. And what you did is you re-recorded the whole album live, though not everything apparently made it to the album, because I'm guessing if you did, it didn't turn out, right? During the live
That's
process.
Right. Right, 9 out of 11. Like, two of the rockers got a little distorted on the live, unfortunately, recording.
It happens.
But 9 out of the 11 made it. And we'll definitely release another live album in the future. And my sound engineer, Frank, is in the studio with me, and I know he's listening in because I want you to... He records every single show, so we're going to put it together one
At
of these
point.
Days. So there's 9 live tracks and 2 re-records of the 2 big hits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there were more than 2 big hits, but the 2 biggest hits.
2 biggest.
And then you did a video, a new video, an updated video of Cowboys, which...
Featuring middle-aged moi.
Yeah, but you look great. I mean, you aged gracefully.
Oh, man.
I have gray.
Yeah.
What's left? so what? That's just human, right?
That's right. We love, and we are still like in our prime, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're full. So my friend, who's an actor, her name's Melora Hardin, and she was Jan on The Office, and she was Tammy in Transparent. She also directs, and she directed this music video. And if it were up to me, it would have been blurry and dark, and I wouldn't have been in it. But she wanted to make it a charming love story. And
it is.
And it is.
Yeah. I enjoyed watching it, because, I mean, obviously we're all familiar with the original. The original video was pretty big. The original song was pretty big. But to see it updated in, you know, Paula today, it was really cool. It was nice to have connection with you in that way. So.
I love my fans. I really love them. They're like, it's like a reunion when I play shows. And usually, because, you know, big hits come and they go, and who lasts? It's the real people. They come to the show, so it feels like a reunion of sorts.
Sure.
And it's as much for them, too, as it is for me.
Do you want to do that one?
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Paula Cole's in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you get me ready in your 56 Chevy. Why don't we go sit down in the shade? Take shelter on my front porch, the dandelion sun scorching like a glass of cold lemonade. I will do the laundry if you pay all the bills. Where is my John Wayne? Where is my prairie sun? Where is my happy ending? Where have all the cowboys gone? Why don't you stay the evening, kick back and watch the TV, and I'll fix a little something to eat. Oh, I know your back hurts from working on the tractor. How do you take your coffee, my sweet? I will raise the children if you pay all the bills. Where is my John Wayne? Where is my prairie sun? Where is my happy ending? Where have all the cowboys gone? But you don't even notice me. Oh. We finally sold the Chevy when we had another baby, and you took that job in Tennessee. You made friends at the farm and you join them at the bar almost every single day of the week. You go wash the dishes while I go have a beer. Where is my John Wayne? Where is my prairie sun? Where is my happy ending? Where have all the cowboys gone? Where is my mother man? Where is his shiny gun? Where is my lonely ranger? Where have all the cowboys gone? Where have all the cowboys gone? Where
It's Paula Cole in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 1071. Where have all the cowboys gone? And for the record, I do dishes. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says Real Men Do Dishes. I'm going to make it myself.
I know, and the data shows that in those marriages where men help out in the housework, they have much healthier sex lives.
Thanks for that tip, Paula Cole.
I know, right? I'm full of them.
We can count on you for that. We learned that from listening to this fight, actually. Thank you. Let's direct people to finding out more about Ballads. Where can they go to find out more about Ballads right now, like today?
Right now would just be my personal sites, like Facebook and Twitter, those, because my website is building. So
okay.
I'm doing a rebuild.
Okay.
I had a fan that owned my domain name for several years, so I finally got that back, and I'm doing a rebuild. Yep. So you know, once I get that up and running, it'll be all over paulacole.com. Paulacole.com will be really the central spot for everything.
Very good. Very much looking forward to hearing the rest of the tracks. You gave me a preview, two of them.
Yeah.
And there's 20? 20?
20. I mean, lush ballads, like You've Changed, and like cool up tempo numbers like What a Little Moonlight Can Do, John Coltrane's Naima, and very ethereal. It's just beautiful. It's rootsy and yet soulful and ethereal. I'm so proud of it. That's why it's taking a little time. I want to set it up really well. Like, I've waited 30 years. Another month?
Yeah, do it right.
But I'm really proud of it, John. Yeah.
Looking forward to it very much. Thank you to your bandmates and your helpful...
Max Weinstein and Noy Soha.
Yes. And helpful sound.
Frank DeGeniro on the sound, of course.
Well, usually I handle these things, but he was here. He knows you better than I do.
Frank toured with Ornette Coleman for many years, and now he's been with me for the last 10.
Locked him in.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Cool. All right. Well, that's Paula Cole in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Look for information about the forthcoming Ballads. PaulaCole.com is eventually the spot to look, but the Facebook and the Twitter and the other social media things that we all have gotten accustomed to using. And even though when your first albums came out, this was no such thing we talked about.
No cell phones.
No cell phones even, no.
We couldn't use that. I used to use maps, physical maps to tour America and books.
Well, I look forward to seeing you on your next trip through Ann Arbor, because it's always a pleasure to see you, Paula.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back, and I love your support and your station. Thank you so much.
Any and every time. We'll return to the Acoustic Brunch in just a couple of minutes on Ann Arbor's 107.1.